Progress check 4. Exercise 3. Page 59.
So, Anne, did your sister arrive safely in Sydney? It must have been a really long journey.
Yes, thanks, Bill. She left London at noon on Monday and arrived there on Tuesday evening. The journey included 2 stops, though. She was really exhausted when I video chatted with her this morning.
I didn't know you video chatted, Anne. I used to video chat a lot, but I use it less often these days.
Really? It's my favourite way to communicate with friends. I love how personal it is. When you exchange text messages, there's no tone, and even when you call someone, you can't really get a clear idea of how they're feeling. Don't get me wrong, I like text messaging too, but when you can see and hear a person, you can have a deep connection with the person.
I suppose you're right, but it's not for me. You've got to admit that video chatting isn't very private. For example, you can't really video chat on a train or bus. At least I don't, anyway. It's worse than speaking on the phone, because a stranger could see you or the person you're talking to. I only feel comfortable video chatting at home.
Yes, it's true that video chatting isn't very private. But another reason I love it is that you can see the person's surroundings when you video chat. For example, it was really cool to see my sister's new flat and the sea view from her balcony this morning.
That's nice. But are you telling me that there weren't any technical problems during your whole conversation? Something always goes wrong when I video chat. For example, I was video chatting with my cousin in the USA yesterday, and I kept on losing the picture. In the end, we just spoke on the phone.
You're right, that happens sometimes, but for me, it's still the best way to communicate. Anyway, Bill, I've got a violin lesson in 15 minutes, so I'd better go. I know, why don't we video chat later?
Very funny, Anne. I think I'll send you a text message instead.